If you live in or are a constant visitor to Hastings, you know how beautiful our community is. On the other side of the coin, Hastings knows there are a couple of places in town that need to be cleaned up. Both the Thorwood Mansion at 4th and Pine and the Hastings Creamery site have been hot topics across the community. Hastings Community Development Director John Hinsman joined KDWA to talk about both sites, starting with the Thorwood Mansion.
Yeah, owner has been involved in the property for a couple of years now. He has put together plans for rehabilitation of the building itself. So he's actively working on that with demolition. He put a tarp over the roof to better protect it seasonally. There was a permit that was approved by council last year to allow them to use part of the first floor as an entertainment area, so that's still valid. Don't have a time frame for when that will be done, but he's actively working on it.
And in regards to the Thorwood Mansion, it's not about getting permits set or anything like that with the city council. It's more about building.
I don't know if they have more council stuff to go through at this point, but more just getting through the building and reconstruction phase of it. As far as that goes, I don't have a time frame for completion.
Across town at the old Hastings Creamery site on Vermilion Street, the same mess is still in the same spot as it has been since the fire. Every time it rains or snows, chemicals from the mess also leach into our water. Hinsman with an update as the city continues to press the creamery owners.
Yeah, we're still pressing the creamery to clean up the fire damage portion of the building, waiting for them to submit a more detailed plan as to what they're going to be doing and when they're going to be doing it. I've had conversations with the creamery lately to express our frustration over the timeliness of the cleanup, and so we've got other avenues that we can press upon to compel cleanup of the site, and that's what we're looking to do at this point.
When I asked Hinsman if litigation would become an option with the creamery in cleaning up their site, the answer wasn't exactly clear.
We've got certain property maintenance rules within the city, and we're working in that to get the site cleaned up.
Stay tuned to KDWA News for more on both spaces.